Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The judge in former President Donald Trump's hush money case has, for a third time, rejected the Trump team's request that he step aside. Trump's lawyers are arguing that Judge Juan Merchan's daughter worked as a political consultant for prominent Democrats and that constitutes a conflict of interest. Merchan says Trump's sentencing will take place next month as scheduled. Inflation now at its lowest year-over-year level in more than 3 years, the latest indication the Fed could be ready to lower interest rates next month. Russia's invasion of Ukraine continues, and Ukraine's invasion of Russia as well.
Ukraine's shock counter-invasion, catching the Kremlin and Putin's army totally off guard. Now they're trying to rush men, munitions into place to try and drive the Ukrainians out. There is some sign of Ukrainian forces starting to dig in, while others are trying to advance with fierce firefights reported. A senior Russian military official is now vowing to launch an all-out offensive to drive the Ukrainians out.
That's ABC's Ian Pannell. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Rebecca Cook is the winner in the 3rd Congressional District Democratic primary in western Wisconsin. James Kelly reports.
Cook faced off against Katrina Shankland and Eric Wilson on Tuesday for the right to take on Congressman Derek Van Orden in the general election this November. Her campaign focused on her lived experience as a former small business owner and growing up on a dairy farm to relate to voters.
Civic Media's James Kelly reporting. Meanwhile, Republican Tony Weed will take on Democrat Kristen Lierley in Northeast Wisconsin's 8th District in November. Voters across Wisconsin roundly rejected 2 constitutional amendment questions on taking federal funding decisions away from the governor and giving them to the legislature. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. One of the craziest races to watch last night was in the 47th Assembly District. That includes Fitchburg, Stoughton, and the southern part of McFarland. The candidates were Randy Udell, a Dane County board member, and Joe Maldonado, an alder for the city of Fitchburg. For hours, the two were within 1% of each other. For a while, it was totally 50-50. We don't see something like that too often. But Udell ended up with the win. He had just 260 more votes than Maldonado. And it's time for Hippie Christmas in downtown Madison. Many student leases end today and new ones begin tomorrow. All over, you'll find furniture and decor at the curb as students leave behind what they won't bring to their new place. The tradition is now decades old and people shop the curb for treasures. Nonprofits like St. Vinny's and Goodwill are involved now too, so they can pick up the things that don't get taken. Meanwhile, the Streets Division adds extra crews to clean up the curbs. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
The Dodgers beat the Brewers again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. L.A. Shohei Ohtani hit his 37th home run of the year in a 7-2 win over the Brewers at American Family Field. Ohtani now leads the National League in home runs. A rough night for the Brewers starting pitcher Colin Ray, who gave up all of the Dodgers, 7 runs and 6 innings of work. The Brewers have lost 3 in a row. Manager Pat Murphy says his team is sputtering right now. NFL experts keep asking, do the Packers really have a true number one receiver right now? Matt LaFleur had this to say.
I get like, I want to vomit every time I hear number one receiver, to be honest with you. It drives me crazy. I feel like we got a bunch of them. So I think the beauty of them is they're all capable of doing many things, which gives us a lot of versatility from an offensive perspective in terms of how we use these guys and deploy their talents. They're all capable of being a number one in some capacity.
As Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Little sunshine this morning, becoming cloudy by late this afternoon. Our high today, 83. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, tomorrow. Tomorrow night could be some locally heavy rainfall amounts of a half inch to an inch or more. Our low tonight, mid-60s. Tomorrow's high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Sometimes life's challenges leave you feeling alone. We all need someone who understands and listens without judgment. That's what the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline is for. 988 is free and confidential. Trained counselors are ready to listen and provide support 24/7 for mental health and substance use concerns. You can contact 988 for yourself or for someone you know. Don't wait. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988wisconsin.org. 988 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you.
Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Devil's Advocates for a whopper of a Wednesday edition. We'll have all the electoral results in the great state of Wisconsin and our friend Bill Press in the happier happy hour. Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
I want to be clear. It's your neighbors. It's our friends that have been in this. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about Trump, Vance, and this group that's around them. Because some of you in here with no or gray hair like me can remember when Republicans actually stood for and talked about freedom. We know they're there. We know those are our relatives. But it turns out that this guy means that freedom should be for the freedom of government to go into your exam room and tell you about your choices. You've heard me say it. This is not hard. In Minnesota, we respect our neighbors and we respect their personal choices.
Yeah. He puts everything perfectly. Real quick, Karen in Chicago. Oh my God, can you believe I got Governor Pritzker to come Saturday? Oh my God, right?
Hi, I am beyond excited. I mean, I could not be any more excited. I love our governor. He is such a rock star here and so beloved here. But the other thing that I'm excited about, Stephanie, and you just played that clip, the simple message of freedom.
Yep.
We are reclaiming patriotism. We are reclaiming family values. We are everything that the Republican Party claims that they stand for,
yep.
And we know that they don't stand for a thing. We're taking it back, and I love that about this
message. Yeah, you know, somebody on that Republicans for Harris call yesterday, you know, my dad on the campaign for Elwood Berry Goldwater in 64, one of his famous lines, Karen, was the government's got one hand in everybody's pocket and the other hand in everybody's business. Mm-hmm. And Tim Walz has just framed that issue perfectly, that and just freedom, right? The freedom to, you know, for you to make your own choices. So anyway, I will see you and Mark Hamill and Governor Pritzker and Jan Schakowsky and Jill Weinbanks and another surprise I can't tell you yet.
Hey.
Yes. Goodbye.
Can I say, too, did I hear correctly that you're encouraging people to yank Chris's muscles?
Yes, yank them. Give them a good yank. Make like Santa's beard.
Oh my God.
They're real.
Oh, okay.
All right, listen, speaking of beloved, how long have I been trying to get this guy on the show? Oh, my God. My show is sometimes referred to as me reading Stephen Beschloss's tweets on the air show.
Yeah. That's the subtitle.
Good morning, Stephen. So excited to have you.
Morning. Great to see you. Great to be here actually in person. Thank you.
I know. Well, you know, we just played that Tim Walz clip coming into and your piece Working for the Common Good, just your headline this morning, I thought, oh my God, that's like a concept that had seemed to be lost. But you focused on, you said, I've been lingering for the last few days on the remarks Tim Walz made during the Wisconsin rally, his unscripted words, which I think struck all of us, when he said, we have someone down, they're treating him, they're getting him some water, and it's good. Take care of your neighbors. Take care of one another, he said. This idea of caring for a neighbor, a kindness, a hand up when someone needs it, that's who we are. I mean, that kind of sums up where we are in America today, right? I mean, but, I think right, Jamie, right. like Jamie
and
Raskin said,
it vividly provides a contrast, you know, with the other guys, right? I mean, I think one of the things, you know, the effort to try to paint the this ticket as somehow crazy radicals or somehow dangerous extremists, you know, wild-eyed liberals who are going to, you know, destroy America. And then you meet Tim Walz, right? He's a human. He's the guy at your, you know, hardware store, your neighbor that you're happy to bump into, right? He's the father that everyone wants to have. He's the teacher that everyone loves. There's this guy who may be, I think, the most instantly likable politician that I've maybe ever seen. And so, you know, then he embodies this idea of basic kind of humanness, decency. I mean, the first time I really paid attention to him was when he was delivering the line after being told that one of his extreme liberal policies was to focus on free school lunch and free school breakfast. And he answered, "What a monster."
Yes. Right? I said that to Chef's Kiss. Just perfect. But, you know, to your point about this is who we are, Jamie Raskin says it. It's not anymore about who Donald Trump is. It's who we are. And we're going to find out, are we who Coach Walz said we are? You know, who he was in that moment that was unscripted, right?
Yeah, I mean, the amount of sort of pent-up energy that's been released in these last 3 weeks, and then to embody it in this kind of joyfulness, and the exuberant response, right? The, you know, 15,000-plus people that showed up in Detroit or showed up in Arizona, and I'm sure there are, you know, much larger events to Donald Trump's great horror that are coming. And, you know, all of this together indicates that people have been wanting a way to express what they've been feeling, and not just to, you know, and I do it a lot, I mean, to sort of attack the darkness and the grievance and the carnage and the hatefulness and the violence and all of that, but to remember the other side of things. Well, and, you know, we're in this, you know, beautiful moment, this kind of pro-democracy human moment that I think, you know, the country, the large majority, is so grateful for.
Well, you use the word joyful here, the joyful appeal of our souls. Everyone's using that word because it's true. Yeah. I mean, you heard me talking about, you know, sexy liberal tour. I've often said it's joyful because people so need to laugh, because that's where we're taking our power back. You know, it's, as someone said, you know, joy is its own form of resistance. That's what we're countering, as you say in your piece, their fear and hatred and darkness with. And it really is like the forces of light and dark. I mean, can I say,
I mean, it's just, again, this sort of notion that, you know, all of the discussion that will come about policy, and it needs to, the ways in which progressive values sort of demonstrate a commitment to common good and a better America. But what Walz has done, and I think Kamala Harris was extremely wise to choose him in this regard, is that, you know, he embodies sort of in the way he behaves, you know, not only in that unscripted moment when somebody, you know, collapsed because of the heat, but there's a sort of a photograph that I had posted, which was when he and Kamala came to Wisconsin, and they were met by a group of Girl Scouts. And
I highlighted that in your piece. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, what did he do? Yeah. You know, he squatted down so he would be at the same eye level of those little girls. And, you know, I just mentioned it as sort of an indication of a compassionate human. And that particular post is, you know, and I've shared it in different places, it's just exploded. And I think it's exploded because people want to be reminded of sort of basic human decency.
Yeah. Any interaction Kamala Harris has with kids is just magical to me.
Yeah.
You know, one where she's taking the little girl's face in her hand and she's, you know, telling her to believe in herself. And it just, I mean, I think we've said it, like, you never see Donald Trump smile or laugh. And look at these Harris Walz rallies, right? They're just joyful and laughter. And you know, it just feels like taking back our power. I mean, you in your piece, Stephen, write, "While Trump yearns for carnage, insisting America's very, very sick, the Harris Walz ticket is pursuing a vision that believes in the value of community that they and what they sum up as the promise of America." I keep mentioning the moment where the crowd broke into USA, USA when she announced our Olympic wins. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Can we take that back? Can USA, USA not be
make us
expression
feel like,
of the dark side of the American character?
Right. Right. I mean, you said, who are we quoting here? There's some perversion that's happened in our country in the last several years where there's a suggestion that somehow strength is about making people feel small, making people feel alone. Mm-hmm. Isn't that the very opposite of what we know unions know to be strength? That's Kamala Harris in her union speech. And it's true. Yeah. That's what Donald Trump tries to make people feel small. And this campaign feels like it's not, it's just like lifting all of us up, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I actually think that, you know, it's Harris Walz, it's the Democratic ticket. You know, they are the illustration, the embodiment of this. But, you know, I also think that what's happening genuinely is a pro-democracy, pro-American movement, and it's not just, you know, we're not going back. I think it's, you know, we're reclaiming what it means to be American.
You just talk about Trump's strategy will fail. Most Americans are hungry for positive, inclusive, indeed progressive change, and both Harris and Coach Walz are messengers who will make it feel as American as baseball and apple pie. I mean, good luck making Tim Walz seem unlikable or unrelatable.
Right. I mean, every time they do it, right? Every time, you know, he and she are going to be ushering in, you know, mass violence and the Great Depression and, you know, darkness and so on, it's not going to work. Yeah. And I think each time the, you know, these efforts fail and Trump sees the rise of this ticket and the exuberance of this public, I think we're looking at the movement toward, and maybe we're already in it, narcissistic collapse. I think he's getting more crazy by the day.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, Stephen, this is like I wanted to get to the media because you, sent to us a note. Too much coverage is focused on Trump, what Trump is doing, as if his campaign ploys rather than flashing red lights of his psychological collapse. More of the coverage and commentary must focus on his delusional assertions that while maybe useful later to claim cheating when he rejects the outcome is a sign that he's in the midst of what can be described as a narcissistic collapse. Once again, you know, Lawrence O'Donnell did a great piece about how it's 2016 all over again. And it does feel like that. The bar has been so lowered for him. We just pretend like this Elon Musk, like hot, slurring, lisping mess didn't happen, right?
9 years later, have they not, you know, they, as in the media and, you know, broadly speaking, have not learned anything. And there continue to be these stories that treat him as a legitimate candidate and treat the lies that he expresses as if they represent his, you know, campaign positions. You know, the New York Times did a story in the last couple of days about Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, and the likelihood now that Trump says that, well, we're going to make something, and they put this in the headline, much better. Well, again, 9 years later, haven't we learned that he's a pathological liar and that he will say anything?
Well, and, you know, our friend Rude Pundit threaded, so I got to learn about John Podesta's risotto tips and Hillary Clinton's Old Navy spam, but now corporate media has discovered some kind of weird effing ethical line. So, of course, now warning, now they won't publish these, you know, hacked emails from the Trump campaign, right?
Yeah. But, you know, look, again, I think the more that happens, the more that the crazy stuff happens, I think what it does is it just paints more vividly the contrast between between the American pro-democracy ticket and the pro-autocracy, pro-Putin ticket. I think Americans, you know, the more the amplification of the crazy stuff happens, I actually, you know, at another time I might have thought like we should try to tamp it down a little bit, let's not give it oxygen. Yeah. I actually think now more is better because it just reveals, you know, how off his rocker he is.
And our friend Dana Goldberg tweets, as of today, abortion rights will now be on the November ballot in Arizona and Missouri. Excellent job getting that done. Now get out and vote. Yeah. I mean, that's going to be a factor. If people think that the fall of Roe is not going to still be a huge factor,
100%. I think everywhere in the country, it's going to be energizing. Surely everywhere where it's on the ballot, but I think well beyond that, people understand it's, you know, we're in this moment where the binary choice couldn't be more obvious. It's almost, somebody said to me, it's almost like a cartoon. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, between, and I tend not to talk about like good versus evil, but you know, my God, I mean, you know, we're at this point where the cartoon distinctions couldn't be more obvious.
Yes, and was there a moment where it was like, maybe if I pick a vice presidential candidate that is so repulsive to women, alienate broad swaths, maybe that will help. Oh my God. I mean, seriously, J.D. Vance, worst VP pick in history, I think.
Well, I'm glad that he's chosen because it reveals who Donald Trump is, right? The quality of his thinking. And, you know, he has never spoken about the possibility that that J.D. Vance could be sitting in the president's seat, right? He's refused to even acknowledge that he's ready for the job.
Yeah, yeah. It is, what do you call it? The Substack is America, America. How well named is that for our patriot friend, Stephen Beshla? Stephen, let's do this again. Now that we've...
My pleasure.
Now that we've taken the Virgin Voyage.
Oh, let's do that.
All right.
I didn't mean that in a dirty way. Uh-huh. I love you, Stephen Beshla. See you next time.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you so much.
20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. America's only progressive phone company. Sexy liberals stole our act from Credo Mobile. I just didn't know.
No.
It's like when I sometimes say things that are Stephen Beshla's and I just assume they're mine. Okay. They give tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits every single month, and you get to vote.
That's right.
This is what democracy looks like. This is what democracy looks like. I'm just going to keep repeating it.
Jody got to vote a little bit ago, didn't you?
Yeah, you vote every month.
What did you vote for?
I usually vote for reproductive rights, sometimes climate change. There's all sorts of fun things.
Oh, and you're a childless cat lady. Good for you. Caring about other people.
That's
check
right.
into it. Okay, Credo Mobile. And you get everything you need from a phone company, the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly, responsive customer service, and much more. An easy, effective way to make a difference in the world. Switching to Credo Mobile is so easy. Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. Go to credomobile.com. And for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use that code STEF25. CredoMobile.com, type in STEF25 or call 877-346-0516.
Have no fear. Steffi's here. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe. It's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, wheat flour, wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food Cesar Millan, the original host of The Dog Whisperer, relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, duck, salmon. Bonnie and Clyde love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Well, picture this. A stranger with a crowbar pries open a window. A fire breaks out in the kitchen. Deadly carbon monoxide leaks into your home at 2 a.m. In moments like these, every second counts. That's why you need Simply Safe Home Security. With Simply Safe, 24/7 monitoring agents act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, quickly assessing the situation, sending emergency responders to your door. With exclusive live guard technology, agents can even see and speak to intruders in your home, warning them the police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or cancellation fees, SimpliSafe earns your trust every single day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. It's no wonder SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report for 5 years running. Join countless listeners and me who found peace of mind with SimpliSafe. Visit SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Save 20% on a new system today. SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like SimpliSafe.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, this makes me lose my. It's rude, the rude pundit. Thread that I quoted. AP News says at least three news outlets were leaked confidential material from inside the Trump campaign, including its report vetting J.D. Vance. So far, each has refused to reveal any details about what they received. Because exactly, they wanted to treat exactly the way they treated Hillary Clinton in 2016. Anything be mad?
Are you going to die mad?
Yes, I mean, there'll be some joy overlaid, but there still will be a nuggety mad center.
Okay.
Also, the way Joe Biden was treated, that'll also be in my angry, nuggety center. But they will be surrounded by a lovely, a candy coat of joy. Okay. By the way, Stella Parton, she's a Dolly sister, right?
She is.
She said same thing Stephen was just telling us. I'm enjoying this campaign immensely over the past 2 weeks. Kamala and Tim are so joyful. Everybody uses that word.
Yep.
But the people on the other side look like the train left and they weren't on it. Actually, the plane that can't land in at least 12 states where they owe too much money. Karma's a bitch and I love her dearly. It is amazing how many places he can't land because he has some. Oh, who was it? I think it was Asheville, North Carolina. Made him pay in advance.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You have to.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's why he's doing all these fields.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Victoria in Sacramento. Hey, Victoria.
Morning, guys.
Hi.
Hey. Stephanie, two really quick thoughts. First of all, yesterday Dean did his whole show on Trump's mental symptoms and all these doctors that have been documenting all the years. He's a classic case mixing up people, combining two people to make one. He did his whole show on that and is pissed off that no one else did. And again, I skimmed around the channels and no one's really talking about that like they should.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. No, Dean is fantastic. Noel Castler said, sad thing is tomorrow, the press will act like that didn't happen, the Elon mess. Same folks who went after Biden for weeks will ignore Trump's obvious chemical impairment, which has been going on for decades. You have my number if you grow a pair, mainstream media. Vote blue. Amy Siskin, same thing. It's pathetic and unacceptable that media outlets like the New York Times joyfully shared leaked emails from Hillary's campaign because they hate her. But now they refuse to hold the Trump campaign to the same standard. Do they really believe, do you really believe these emails will see the light of day? No, you're all in the tank for Trump. I mean, they're just same thing, hoping for, you know, the race will be close. Yep. Clicks and ratings.
Yep.
Malcolm Nance, next.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance will campaign in Milwaukee Friday. Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris plans to rally in Milwaukee next Tuesday. They campaigned in Eau Claire last week. One hiccup in Wisconsin on primary election day, voters in the Douglas County town of Summit had the wrong assembly district on their ballots. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says there's nothing in state law about what happens next.
So the county clerk, the municipal clerk, and the ballot canvassers, the chief inspectors, they're all going to have to work together in part of a public process to figure exactly what the best course of action is going to be here.
The mistake affects no more than about 700 voters. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A longtime Madison figure was able to stave off a primary challenger. Sheila Stubbs was the first Black lawmaker to represent Dane County in the state legislature. She was drawn into the new 78th Assembly District under the new legislative maps. She was challenged by Maya Pearson, vice president of the Madison Metropolitan School Board. Stubbs ended up winning with 66% of the vote. There's no Republican running for this district, meaning Stubbs is all but confirmed to head back to the state house in January. And the Red Cross is opening a new blood donation center in Madison amid a nationwide blood shortage. Right now, the organization has a center on the west side and one on the east side. The east side location is moving somewhere new with nearly double the space. Nationwide, the blood supply has dropped 25% since July 1st. Red Cross staff say this new Madison Center will allow more people to donate at one time. It's on East Park Boulevard near American Family Parkway. It opens for donations on Monday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Little sunshine this morning, becoming cloudy by late this afternoon. Our high today, 83. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, tomorrow. Tomorrow night could be some locally heavy rainfall amounts of a half inch to an inch or more. Our low tonight, mid-60s. Tomorrow's high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
The John and Gordy Show.
When they speak up, people respond to that, yes. React to that, and they may not react very well to that, and they may even dispute it and may argue and debate with them. And they're making up all this stuff about, you know, being silenced and censored. They want to avoid the consequences of their ideas. Live with the consequences of your thoughts, of your ideas, and grow up.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I've got the chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Ben Wickler, will be talking about the DNC and the implosion of the GOP. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Then in 2005, I felt the call of duty again, this time of being service to my country in the halls of Congress. My students inspired me to run for that office, and I was proud to make it to Washington. I was a member of the Veterans Affairs Committee and a champion of our men and women in uniform. I'm going to say it again as clearly as I can. I am damn proud of my service to this country.
He was born in a small town, you know. He was raised in a small
town.
That's
what they
say. Okay. People love my rock and roll DJ. Well, now here comes John Cougar Melon Ball, everybody.
Oh, God.
Yeah, said that.
Nobody loved that.
That one and they ain't related, but they do be brothers.
Nobody loved that either.
All right.
Maybe that's what got you fired from Three Dog Night.
Probably. There you go.
Listeners. Two out of three dogs love me.
Listeners. To the sound with Steffi. Let's dance. Put on your big boy Let's pants.
Dance. Oh, well, ahoy, sailor. Good morning.
Oh, well, hi. Sorry, I was just contemplating the end of the Trump administration, so... and its campaign.
I don't think
so
I've
you caught me off guard.
I don't think I've seen you smile as much as I have in the last 3 weeks. It's really...
Everyone is smiling all the time because we're happy warriors.
Right, joyful warriors. Malcolm, I played that Tim Walz drop because of your piece. J.D. Vance is a swift-boating blue falcon, which means buddy f***er. So explain that to us, first of all. I was like, what does this mean? You said in the military, we call vets who attack other vets blue falcon, which is an acronym for buddy f***er.
Oh,
my goodness.
J.D. Vance has decided to be that guy, the one we warn service members about, a person who does not have your back, who doesn't have your six, as they say, right, in the military.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, you know, Corporal James D. Hamill of the United States Marine Corps, also known as a military journalist who spent 1 year in an air-conditioned facility in Iraq, which, by the way, was dangerous. Anyone who went to Iraq at any time, they would attack you with mortars. It was dangerous on the highway, not discrediting. He went there. He did his service, which was the right for the Eagle and Crescent Base newspaper for the 2nd Marine Air Wing. That was his job. For any veteran whatsoever to go out and do swift boating.
Yeah.
And in case you guys forgot that, swift boating was where a group of veterans from the swift boat community in the Vietnam War disgraced themselves by attacking John Kerry and claiming his Silver Star and Three Purple Hearts were all bull and fake and that he's a disgrace and shouldn't have been in the military. And that helped tank his presidential campaign.
Yeah.
The person who coordinated that attack,
yes.
Chris LaCivita, Trump's current campaign manager. Mm-hmm. So any veteran who swift boats another veteran, which is another way of saying character assassination, disgraces themselves. The swift boat veterans, their word is in the Oxford English Dictionary to mean character assassination, but to do it, they... pooped all over themselves.
And
that's what J.D. Vance is doing.
And Malcolm, you wrote a whole piece about the history of that. God bless our friend Carlos Alzraki, who's coming up. But, you know, when he was so, we should pick Wes Moore because he served in the military. They can't attack that. It's like, really? Have you been paying attention to forever? You talk about Tammy Duckworth, Max Cleland. It doesn't matter how many limbs you've left on the battlefield to Republicans. They are disgusting on this issue. As you said, it's almost a given. If a Democrat has military service, Republicans will attempt to swift boat them, period.
I know. Max Cleland all right, who was a great senator from, you know, from the South. I think it was Georgia.
Yeah.
He lost an arm and two legs in Vietnam, went around in a wheelchair, the biggest advocate for veterans that the United States has ever had. They put pictures of him morphing into Osama bin Laden and called him a traitor.
Yes.
Now, you and I know that Malcolm Nance wouldn't tolerate that. I'd get on TV and start calling you all Blue Falcons. But these guys wanted to maintain the high road. And they think that Democrats who are veterans, when attacked, won't attack back.
Yeah.
And that's where we have to prove them wrong. Any of you who were military family members, because you suffered as well and served as well, you have to push back. And this attack on Tim Walz is ludicrous. A Marine corporal who served 4 years and going up against a guy who was 24 years, that 4 years past your retirement date, who lost his hearing.
Right, who could have retired at 20 years, Malcolm, but signed after 9/11, signed up again. Right, and
I know.
And as you were, I mean, know. And retired a good year before his, what do you call it? His, I think you said this. Walz put in his retirement papers to run for Congress, and a year after he retired, his unit went to Iraq. He had been elected to Congress by the time they departed, and was serving the nation in another capacity, helping veterans.
And here's the kicker: he put in his paperwork 2 months before anyone ever noticed that they might go in a year. Actually, it was 14 months.
Yeah.
And here's my favorite part about this story, right? These guys go, he should have wanted to go to Iraq and fulfill the greatest duty of sacrificing and fighting. The man went after a quarter century to serve America in another capacity. Any veteran that uses that thing, that this is stolen valor, he's a coward, those are fighting words.
Yeah.
And Dems need to fight on this. But here's what we should do right now. Effing ignore it. Because you know what? This is what Republicans do.
He answered it perfectly. Just listen to this again. I got to play this again. Tim Walz yesterday.
And I firmly believe you should never denigrate another person's service record. Anyone brave enough to put on that uniform for our great country, including my opponent, I just have a few simple words. Thank you for your service and sacrifice.
Pure class, right? I just
But he, and any other veteran would have said, "And STFU." So, no, really, because that's how we talk to each other.
Yeah.
This has turned into what I call veteran versus veteran warfare. The Republicans literally created swift voting, and the only thing you should do is shout it down. Tim Walz is a hero to this nation.
Yep.
He served for 25 years before he became a coach, a school teacher, gave up his career, you know, went and become a member of Congress. He is an enormous supporter of veterans.
Yep.
Quite possibly one of the best. And he's the same rank as me. He's just not as shouty now because he has the capacity to be very shouty. But he's, that Minnesota nice.
My favorite line in your piece is Chris La Civita, the man's a one-trick pony, and the pony's name is Swift Boat. But you just, quickly before we finish just this topic, you talk about this phrase, stolen valor, and you say back when I was when you were on MSNBC, you said I was accused of stolen valor on almost a daily basis. I mean,
but here's the kicker, Steph. The people that were accusing me of that every day either never served in the military, but there's this entire class. I have this in my memoir. There is an entire class of disgraced right-wing white guys who thought that by attacking me, they would rise back in the eyes of Donald Trump. Here are some of those names. Jack Posobiec was the Navy guy who created Pizzagate. He went into Comet Ping Pong in Washington, D.C. with a video camera claiming there were secret sex dungeons for children in the basement, and it led to an armed SWAT standoff.
Yeah.
The Navy kicked him out, but before they did, they made him the urinalysis officer for 3 months. He had to watch other men pee in a cup. That's how we deal with it. Scott Ritter, the guy is a convicted pedophile, actually comes after me on his Russia Today-sponsored show all the time. John Q Kiriakou, CIA officer who went to prison for outing other CIA officers, literally made up a story about me, and they all go, you stole the ballot. No, what it is when I offer, you know, I have a $25,000 cash standing bet for all these guys who come after me, and they go, I'm not going to give you money. And it's like, the only way you're giving me money is if you're a liar.
Right.
And these people are liars.
Yeah.
And they will go after any Democrat. Wes Moore, Jesus, I can't even imagine the amount of vitriol a black veteran would have got.
I'm glad you brought up Russia quickly, because hang on now. Yes. Let's go back to Malcolm's first book.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm still in my mad about 2016 mode, but the plot to hack America. I don't know if you saw this. Swan tweeted, the Trump campaign getting hacked because Roger Stone fell for a phishing email sent to the AOL account he is still using in the year of our Lord 2024 is incredibly on brand. And George Conway said, and the fact that the dupe was Roger Stone probably explains why the Trump campaign didn't immediately report the hack to the FBI. Odds are a set of his emails would establish probable cause against him and others for something or other, because they're always criming and they've never stopped. But how ironic is this, that they get hacked, but now the media has discovered, you know, some sort of decorum, and oh, we can't publish stolen emails, right? I mean, your head must just, you know. Let me get shouty for you.
But her emails, lady. All I can say is this. It had to have been Roger Stone. Because the only way that you can get him to click on a phishing email is if you give him free offers to have Trump tattoos done over his groin. So, I mean, he has Nixon on his back. You may as well have Trump on the front. That being said, for these people to say we got hacked, we don't know if they actually got hacked. Right. We know that there was attempts, that it was done against Democrats and Republicans, foreign intelligence agencies, and private hackers go after people all the time. Which, ladies and gentlemen of the Stephanie Miller Show, don't click on nothing when it comes in your email.
Yeah.
Let those idiots get hacked by, you know, clicking on links that are sent through phishing emails on the internet. Because they love it. I mean, they obviously
love the idea of
blaming this on Iran.
I think they tried to hack the Harris campaign, didn't they? But it doesn't seem like they were successful. They were only
four staffers received the same links. Russia and Iran are the two most famous phishing hackers. That's where they send you a link that looks like your bank, that looks like a letter from Stephanie Miller, or it looks like a email from me, and it says, please click here to join X, or please click here to do Zoom, or to get my your FedEx. Don't click on nothing, people,
right.
And you will always be happy.
Yep. Right, exactly. Bernie Sanders said an interesting thing. He talked about Trump's false claim that Kamala Harris's crowds are all AI is him laying the groundwork to deny the election results. He said Donald Trump may be crazy, but he's not stupid. Disagreed there. Yeah. I think he's both. But he said, he, you know, talking on Truth Social about this crowd wasn't there at all. And he said, you know, used his false claim to brand Harris a cheater and accuse her of election interference. I mean, he clearly is trying to, he's already setting the table to say this was rigged, right, and stolen.
Look, what book was it that I wrote this in? Plot to Betray America. Actually, They Want to Kill Americans. He started his campaign to say that the election was rigged in June of 2020.
Yeah.
And he went on every minute of every day, and he essentially said, if I don't win, it's rigged, and they've stolen it from you. He wasn't testing the waters. He wasn't out to see maybe people would be listening. He believes this because, and I'm going to use an intelligence community phrase, which has now been picked up by George Conway, he's crazy. So he's got a severe psychological defect here. I think Donald Trump truly believes all this nutty stuff there because he is old, he is senile. And we saw him slur his way through the Elon Musk interview. Did you guys talk about that?
Oh,
I didn't hear
yes.
it earlier.
Oh, yes.
His
Lispy McList face, okay, talking about whatever, he's president of the United States. I could have swore it was Sylvester Catt talking half the
time.
So, you know, all I can say is this, okay? Bernie Sanders is right, and we need to be out there calling into question the mental capacity of Donald Trump, because I don't think he's all there at all.
Yep. And also, Malcolm, before we go, this 60,000 people on the Republicans for Trump call last night. And I just was talking to Stephen Beschloss. Somebody said, just goes to, you know, my point about, you know, my dad and Goldwater and, you know, the old Republican Party that you were probably a part of. So when I see that happening, I think it's antithetical to the Republican Party I came up in. I don't want the government in my backyard, my bedroom, my bank account, and certainly not in the medical exam room. That's why I think Democrats really are taking this freedom message back. And Tim Walz, just on point, going, mind your damn business. I don't tell my neighbors what to do. I mean, I think
that's right.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, I started drafting an op-ed today where I recall to people that I'm a Philadelphian, and I take the American experiment and the words that were written by Thomas Jefferson, that we all have the right, you know, that we are, you know, all born with inalienable rights. Mm-hmm. And you cannot deny those rights and call yourself an American. Yeah. We have the right to life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. And we have people out there who call themselves patriots who literally want to deny those rights to other Americans and remove that title away from them. We have to embrace the happiness of Tim Walz and the joyfulness of Kamala Harris to show we are moving America to a future in which we are all going to embrace our better angels. But to do that, we have to fight the demons that are in front of our face.
Yep. Absolutely. All right. We will see you on Radio Row in Chicago next week, my friend.
In Chicago all week.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you there. All right. Bye, Sailor. See ya. There he goes.
I see you at the convention.
Yep. 50 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by It's Just Lunch.
We like lunch.
Well, because we don't do things when it's
dark.
Right. Like, what's the D word? I haven't had it in
dinner.
Dinner.
Right. Some people.
Right.
Yeah. No.
Oh, no.
It's just lunch. No. Okay. Here's an idea that's gotten great results for many singles over 33 years. It's called It's Just Lunch.
Yep.
It's not online dating. You don't spend hours swiping screens, scanning online profiles. It's Just Lunch has real matchmakers, no algorithms. They get to know you. They hand select your date. If setups by friends and family have not worked out, it's time to let the professionals at It's Just Lunch help you navigate the complexities of modern romance. A personalized alternative to apps and online dating is confidential and discreet. I said it right.
Yep. There you go.
Huh? It's Just Lunch has arranged more than 2 million first dates. Your last first date could be one step away.
Right.
Visit itsjustlunch.com. That is itsjustlunch.com. One more time, itsjustlunch.com.
I'm very embarrassed for you for what goes on your show. It's just dirty stuff, and you all laugh so stupidly like a bunch of idiots.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Introducing Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food.
I have been feeding them Dr. Marty's freeze-dried raw formula for years. And this food is a big part of why their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful and playful.
And dog parents across the U.S. are loving it.
My dog Hazel is a 10-and-a-half-year-old golden retriever, and ever since I've been feeding her Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend food, she is like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
We're so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee. And for a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com, or you can text FITNESS to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. MyPowerLife.com, code FITNESS.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on Mad Radio, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Credo Mobile, sexiest liberal phone companies. It is America's only progressive phone company.
Right.
I mean, who knew? I'll tell you who knew. Jody Hamilton.
Yes.
Been using them for 20 years. I mean, she's just gooder. She's gooder and smarter than the rest of us.
Yeah.
That didn't come out right. Okay. I know you can feel overwhelmed and you're just like a little teeny tiny person, but you can make a difference. Mm-hmm. They donate tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, Planned Parenthood, Transgender Law Center, on and on. When you join Credo Mobile, you get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans. You get great deals on new phones, great customer service, and a way to make a difference.
Yeah.
A little teeny tiny you.
Teeny-tiny.
Look at you making a great big difference. A teeny tiny you. Okay. If I'm annoying you, just go do it now, and I won't have to annoy you again.
Okay.
Take your current phone, take your current number, and go. CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. CredoMobile.com. Type in STEPH25 or call us at 877-346-0516. Okay. This is an actual quote from the Elon Musk hot mess. Musk: Hiroshima and Nagasaki were bombed, but now they're full cities again. Trump: that's great. That's great. Musk: yeah, so it's not as scary as people think.
Oh, God.
Oh, wasn't that somewhere back in my stack, by the way? Just, oh, Trump told the president of China that he mm-hmm. would bomb the out of
yes.
them if they
yep.
invaded Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because, you know.
That's diplomacy.
Yep.
I need to go to my good news stack. Pardon me. Wisconsin voters reject Republican-authored ballot questions that limit the governor's power to spend federal money. I'm telling you, one at a time, we're winning, right? Oh, and Thelma is my favorite. She tweeted, Kamala Harris is going to ban Christmas. I'm going to Venezuela.
Come on,
Harris. Also from the Elon Musk. Yep. I'm going to Venezuela because they don't have extradition. Except you'd have to say, if you could have gone, but if you could say Venezuela correctly, but you can't.
Right.
Can I please come into Venezuela, please? So I'm not extradited? Let's make girls do the entire hour as Trump as Sylvester the Cat.
Oh, God.
Oh, next. Lord.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it's Wednesday. That means it's time for Public Cervix Announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. If you have a question for the doctor, just send it to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.